Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And hey, welcome back. Happy hour time here on Gwynn and Chris, 5 o'clock. 5:01, actually, as we get back underway and my camera is again messed up. Chrisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Mr. Scraby, going till 6, then it'll be Scraby by himself on the Chronicles from 6 to 7. And we'll see where he goes with that. And it's actually a pretty good day, sports, for a Tuesday. You know, we had the big story with Yu Darvish. This isn't good, but it's newsworthy. Darvish announcing today that he underwent the Tommy John surgery. And, you know, that means he's out next year. It's a 12 to 15 month recovery. So there will be no Yu Darvish next year.
In his statement, he said he is going to work hard to being able to throw a baseball comfortably again.
He wants to pitch. So
that sounds like a dude who wants to pitch.
So, look, I don't know how that you tell me, or we'd have to read the contract. But if you're under contract for the next whatever years, that includes surgery, you're paid, right?
Yeah.
Fully.
For sure. Only way you don't get that money is if you retire on your own, like not due to injury.
Right.
That's it.
Okay.
That's really it.
Well, so with that in mind, and he needed the Tommy John surgery, do the Padres have to check him out and sign off on that decision?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Otherwise, he's paying for it. So, okay. So if he's hurt, Padres in any organization is going to do their due diligence.
Because that's the weird thing. Because what if Darvish doctor says he needs it, Padre doctor says he doesn't need it? This happens, though, sometimes. Not here, but
typically
it does happen.
Player is going to see the doctor that the Padres are providing.
Okay.
Right? So they probably know he's been dealing with discomfort. I mean, he missed half of the season to start the year, so you assume it's a part of the same thing. He missed it with discomfort in his elbow.
Yeah.
Now they get to the end of the season. They take a look under the hood. They see what's going on. Now he's got surgery. Assuming that he didn't have a second opinion with his own doctor, I think this is standard practice right here.
All right.
Go ahead.
It was a different type of...
It's an internal brace procedure,
yeah,
which is something that they're trying...
This is a new thing.
Yeah, to make it stronger and...
Oh, even better. He's a guinea pig at this point.
Hey, listen, here's the thing. When you get to the age of 40-whatever, and he's already had, I know he's had at least one Tommy John. It might have been two prior to this. I could see someone being like, I'm willing to try something different.
He had it in 2015. Yeah. 10 years ago.
Yeah. So, I think that
Darvish is a legit, right? 5-time All-Star. He's almost even got a look at the Hall of Fame for a vote or two.
So you got to give the benefit of the doubt. He's also 39. He's not yet 40, but he'd be 41 when he comes back.
Right.
But I think the immediate thing is Padres definitely now with Michael King opting out, Dylan Cease free agent. You're down to Pivetta. You're down to Musgrove, hopefully.
And Vasquez.
And a little bit of pray for rain. I mean, Vasquez, yes. I mean, Vasquez all of a sudden becomes, wow, well, thank goodness we have him. So the Padres are going to have to definitely bulk up some starting pitching now in the wake of this.
Listen, you know, all of a sudden, you know, if you're getting creative, Morty Holm becomes an option back in that rotation.
Waldron is still in the organization.
Mason Miller becomes an option in that rotation.
I don't think he does because Suarez opted out. I think you got to go Mason Miller as your closer. At least I think, as of now, we do.
But you know,
unless you get another closer,
we just watched AJ Preller trade for a closer when you already have one. So
you never know.
I think it's so wide open at this point. It's just kind of silly to kind of guesswork because it could change from now, and we know it's going to change from now and from another 2 months from now.
Let me ask you the chat question real quick.
What's the chat question?
So the qualifying offer this year is around $22 million. So I don't remember who asked it, but any chance the Padres put the qualifying offer to Cease and King and one of them accepts it? Because if they accept it, it's kind of like a franchise tag, right?
I mean, yes.
You play 1 year at a higher level of salary.
Yeah. I can't see it. Maybe Cease, but I don't think that he... I think he can get more than that on the open market. I think both...
In multiple years.
I think both him and King can get more than that in the open market.
Whatever it is, the Padres are going to have to pay to get another pitcher. Shota Imanaga is among those that's now available. He opted out today. Jack Flaherty, Tigers, is one who's not available. He's staying with Detroit. One other baseball note. This will make you happy, Scraby. I'm always looking out for you, trying to find things that will make you happy.
Uh-oh.
Tim Kirkjian, the highly respected baseball writer, knows everything about everything, has written an article for ESPN.com today, and he says that it is now official. The just-completed Dodger Blue Jay World Series is the greatest one ever played. So there you have that.
It was really fun.
It was awesome. I don't care what anybody says. That was a great World Series.
1991 Braves Twins was kind of the previous one that people thought. I think five of those seven games went to extra innings, and you had the 1-0 finale. But this one was good.
It was
so
really good.
So if you want to read more about that, Tim Kirkjian.
I mean, an 18-inning game and an 11-inning game 7.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. Well, the Twins-Braves was maybe 10-inning game 7 with no score.
No score.
Crazy.
Zero,
John Smoltz pitching against Jack Morris. Anyway, that 91 was great, but this was great also. NFL stuff. The trade deadline was today. The biggest story, Sauce Gardner to the Colts. Two first-round picks. Jets also trade Quinnell Williams to the Cowboys. Why they want him, nobody seems to know. But the Jets get a first and second round pick from Dallas. So Jets hauling in some picks. A wide receiver's on the move. Jacoby Myers to, I think it was Jacksonville, and Shaheed to Seattle.
Yes.
Don't want to get them wrong. One goes to Jacksonville, one goes to Seattle.
I'm really surprised the 49ers didn't make another move after losing Mykal Williams. I'm being serious.
All right.
They were supposed to be like heavily involved teams. Let me start this over.
Heavily involved in the trade deadline
news.
Yes,
thank you, Chris.
There you go.
Thank you.
But they did not get involved.
No, they did nothing.
ASIC basketball starts tonight against Long Beach State. And ASIC football takes a hit today from the head football coach of the Wyoming Cowboys.
Can we talk about that for a second?
I never got to read the quote.
Who absolutely rips the entire San Diego State program today.
Do you have the quote?
Yes, I have it. Give me a second.
I mean, this is, depending on how you feel about it, maybe this is a good thing in the long run. Maybe the Aztecs need to hear this from somewhere else. I'm just saying.
I mean, this is the Wyoming coach from the top rope. A game like Saturday night makes you appreciate being in Wyoming, said no one ever. That's a beautiful that's a beautiful stadium. They have a really good team, and they had a promotion the other night where you come dressed as an empty seat because there was nobody there.
Wow.
That showed as much as anything. There was nobody at that game. Let me read that again. They had a promotion the other night where you come dressed as an empty seat.
Wow. Yeah. Shots fired.
Yeah, I would say.
Those are pretty strong words.
And so many people commenting on this.
Not only did you come down here and have to play in front of an empty
and
stadium.
And we whipped you, too.
You got your butts whipped,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you went home with your tail between your legs, but still decided to fire off the salvo.
I can see why he was a little frustrated.
Yeah.
He just decided to direct his anger at the empty seats.
But to your point. You and I are alumni, man. We love San Diego State. We're behind everything they're trying to do. But you can't keep having half-filled football stadiums. It definitely is, you know, makes
so
everyone.
How do we change it? Is it
Kirk
is
Kenny's,
it simply the ticket price?
I don't think so, but
I think
it's part of it.
Yes, for sure.
The ticket prices, there's 300 tickets, and that's it, that go for $65. Everything else in that stadium is at least 120, I think I read, all the way up to 300. So most people think the price point is too high. San Diego State says they did a survey about all this before the stadium. They determined these were the prices. Kirkkenny says in his articles, no one ever proved that that survey was correct.
Taking place, right.
Kirk has been very adamant, so have most people. The prices need to come down.
What else is it?
It's getting a vibe back and a feel, and I think Sean Lewis is getting there. But it's just getting to where San Diego State football is a cool place to go.
I'll say this. I think, at least in my experience, it takes some time, right? I remember being here in 2010, playing for the Padres, being on a really good team. And at that time, there had been a lot of bad baseball. I think they had gone, what was 2005 was the last time they had gone?
Four or five years.
So it had been a while, and it had been pretty bad in that time frame. And so the 2010 team didn't quite resonate. And so you kind of had that good year. No one came out in the type of way we see now. And the Padres now, I think people got to remember, it was a build-up to that, right? There was a lot promised. There was a lot, you know, put out there on top of those promises. And the Padres, by all accounts, lived up to that promise in terms of putting a team out there that people wanted to come to see. But it didn't just all of a sudden fill up. It was like a gradual kind of build up to where they are now. I say that to say I hope that's the case for San Diego State. If they can continue to play good football and be a team that people want to come see, maybe that alleviates some of it. The prices are certainly something we've been talking about really since the opening of that stadium.
Pretty much, yeah. Somehow basketball became the place to be. I can't put my finger on it.
It's consistency.
Basketball, they're almost going to sell out if they don't sell out tonight. But football has never gotten to be the place to go on a Saturday night. I don't know how you do it. That's for marketing people to figure out.
Word up.
By the way, speaking of college football, they're releasing the first playoff standings right now. So we'll pass those along to you shortly, unless somebody in the chat tells you what they are. Oh, they will. I know. We'll take a timeout, though, in the meantime, Scraby, and check some traffic before more Gwen and Chris. And I still got a fun thing to tell you about yesterday.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Me again, Skinny Chris.
5:20 on the clock. This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by U.S. Wellness Meats. U.S. Wellness Meats offers 100% grass-fed beef, pork, poultry, wild-caught seafood, and more. Ship free from family farms. Get 20% off for your first order at uswellnessmeats.com. More Padre news. Earlier this afternoon, the unveiling of Peter Seiler Way over at Petco Park was unveiled earlier this afternoon, as I said. And,
so the ballpark is surrounded now?
It is.
Pretty much. You got Pete.
Peter Seiler.
Trev. You got
Tony Gwynn, and then Trev on the backside.
So there's one street open, maybe, for somebody else.
Yeah.
I mean, Matt Scraby Way. Be nice.
I tried to, but they said no.
They may be saving it for Manny one day. Who knows?
Oh, Manny.
Chris, I'm just floored, Chris.
Yeah.
That just floored
him. I love Manny.
It's a ways
Peter
away.
Peter Seiler Way is where the Lexus lot is. It's that street that goes all the way down, right?
No,
that's Tony Gwynn.
Wait, which street?
Okay, so
I'll tell you where it is. You know where the ticket off where you purchase your tickets.
Yes.
That is where Peter Seiler Way is. Right when you come across the crosswalk.
Yeah,
and it's
so it's only right there. It's not all the way up.
I'm no, I'm saying that's part of the street.
Oh, gotcha.
It goes up to the freeway is Imperial, as he said.
Yes.
So there's that.
Anyway, they have a sign up now that says Peter Seiler Way, so that's nice.
Victor. Victor, the hitting coach,
Victor Rodriguez.
Victor Rodriguez will not be having a way.
Were you about to say Gonzalez again?
Probably. I didn't want to risk it.
Victor, the hitting coach.
That's the other news of the day, though. He has been apparently snapped up by the Astros as their new hitting coach.
Yeah.
You're wandering.
Now you have a story about your travel yesterday.
It's a pat on the back for myself. I don't do it often.
You're patting yourself on the back.
Well, I am, and I think you'll see why.
Okay.
Because you know what doing. You know what's happened in the past. Scraby sent me up to Anaheim yesterday with the equipment so that I could put myself on the stream, you know, and be able to be part of the show. I was at the hotel yesterday there before the women's game. Scraby, before we left, we efforted it to get it all
I was
working.
There. Yeah, couldn't get it working.
Scraby could not get the stream
working.
Oh,
this is the story we're going to tell?
You told me to tell this story.
That was yesterday.
Oh, now you don't want me to.
No, go ahead.
He couldn't get it going. So
I couldn't. Ed was frustrated. He couldn't get it going. Yeah,
I downloaded new browsers.
He tried everything.
He was mad at Chris. Like, Chris, you need to call these guys and see.
He wanted me to bring in the basically the army, National Guard, if they're although they're
restarted
busy.
Restarted the computer.
I was going to have to take a National Guard away to help me. As a backup, he sent me up there with an additional camera, an additional this, all this backup stuff in case we couldn't get it going, which it didn't look like. However, in the ensuing day before we left, I, of all people,
figured it out.
Started pressing. I didn't figure it out, Tony. I just pressed so many buttons that it finally worked.
Can I tell you a secret? He can't stand that you say, I just started pushing buttons and it worked.
It
really pisses him off.
I kept trying everything. I just clicked on everything you could click on. And finally, I found something that allowed the camera to operate on the laptop. And so I was the reason I was on yesterday. That is a pat on my back. And even Scraby knows it because he knows that I'm usually the guy that can't figure any of this out.
This was he had mixed emotions yesterday.
I was very angry.
That you figured it out on your own. He was very happy. But the fact that you just pushed buttons and figured
it
out.
I want to confirm the fact that figured it out is not correct.
You did figure it out.
No, but by accident, really, just by...
That's the part that irritates him is that you figured it out by accident.
Yeah. Because I opened up the camera app. We could see ourselves on the camera app, but we couldn't see ourselves on any other browser. And so then I went into the browser settings.
Some would say it was incompetence on your part.
Oh, is that right? I was going to say, Chris...
Well, you got to be approaching incompetence if you're lower than me on the scale.
I can't say anything about it, which is the worst part, because Chris did get it working.
Oh, that's too funny.
Because he texted me on Saturday, hey, I got it working, and I was like, ain't no way. Ain't no way. And then he did. Real quick, we forgot to mention that the Padres declined the team options on Kyle Hart and my guy Tyler Wade.
I think they declined it, right?
The Padres did, yeah. Or it says Padres declined team options.
Additional player option updates is what I got.
Okay.
You're right.
Surprises me in
of... They worded that wrong.
And they declined the mutual option on...
Elias Diaz.
Yes.
All of that surprises me, but mostly the fact that they would not want to bring back team MVP Tyler Wade.
That was great.
As voted on by Scraby in midseason.
I mean, the guy filled in masterfully for Jackson Merrill. And then was
Tyler, if you're out there, understand we are fans.
Yes.
And then didn't quite have you as MVP.
Unceremoniously dumped.
Yeah, well.
That's a cold game, man.
And then never came back up again, even though he was in El Paso.
MLB baseball is a cold game.
It is.
It's not easy.
No, it's not.
Easy out there.
My lake show, I don't know if we talked about this yet, but...
what are they now? 5-2?
Yeah. Playing some good basketball, all without LBJ. It's been quite fun, man. Watching his team.
You know what LBJ is doing? I don't think he has anything that he's even saying he has.
You mean he's not got a sciatica problem?
You don't have an old man problem?
I mean, he's one of the most fit people on earth, but he has a sciatica problem.
That's A. But B, we all have a sciatic problem at that age. Here's the thing. He saw what Blake Snell and Tyler Glass now did, and he's going, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm not going to play all year, and then I'll be ready for the playoffs. This is beneficial for the Lakers. You know that, Tony.
Stop
Come
it.
On.
I can't wait for LBJ
You don't want
to
him
back.
Playing?
I want him playing.
Well,
we don't want to set that.
I also read today on a quick tweet that I didn't delve into that Michael Jordan could be – being a little too honest for the NBA's liking on NBC.
I mean, I can see that.
Well, he's been honest so far.
He's been very honest.
He's been like,
the NBA needs to get over that then.
Well, you know.
I think they should get over it. I think honesty is the best way forward, right? Just tell the truth. It might be a little uncomfortable for a second. I mean, he kind of made his thoughts known on the whole load manager thing.
Right.
I don't know what they thought he was going to say anyway. I mean, it's not like the dude missed very many games.
Yeah.
Nice. So
he's the ultimate competitor, and there's not even if everybody was playing everybody every game, he wouldn't think that they were competing to his level.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because he was kind of one of a kind in that regard.
What'd he say in the Last Dance? Some people are going to see this. They're going to say, "Nah, he was a tyrant." He was like, "Nah, that's just you because you never won anything in your life."
He also declined to give Horace Grant food on the plane.
Oh,
so,
here we go with this. You know, I can't.
Maybe
I can't.
He is a tyrant.
I can't.
Maybe.
When are you getting Horace Grant on the show?
I've tried.
Really?
Yeah. I'm in the wrong spot.
You tell him, Horace, we're giving you your very own stage to out, you know, to expose Michael Jordan's meanness.
That was a story that came out.
All right.
He declined to give him food on the plane.
We got to get to break.
Wouldn't let him eat.
When we come back, biggest fan is going to be announced. So you might want to keep your ears peeled back listening to this station because you could be that biggest fan. More Gwen and Chris on the other side.
All right, biggest fan is indeed back, and it's time to announce today's winner. If you are announced, I'm telling you in advance before you hear your name, so there's no, you know, reaction time. You can get right at it. You got 10 minutes to call us at 833-288-0973. 10 minutes, and once you do that, you qualify for the grand prize, 20 tickets for you and your friends. A night in the Odyssey Suite, Padre game. All of us will be there this coming season. Remember to register your name. For those who haven't, go to 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. Today's biggest fan is Tracy Parsons of Poway. No, Tony did not choose this, but it is a fellow. It is a fellow Powegian. How do you like that, Tony? That I was aware of the.
I like it, man.
You're a Powegian. Tracy Parsons, you have 10 minutes to call us at 833-288-0973. If you know Tracy, let them know that they have won. Before we get to our interview with Mark Ziegler, previewing tonight's Aztec season opener, the college football playoff, first poll of the year is out. And a couple of things stood out to me. Number one, Ohio State, Indiana, A&M, Alabama. Those do appear to be, at the moment, the four better, you know, best teams. So they're going to get the byes as it stands now. Here's the one I like the most, though, guys. Number five, Georgia. Why do I like that? Because if the Aztecs make it, and we are the only ones talking about this, by the way.
We are.
Everyone
That's okay.
else around the
country. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, right. Everyone else around the country is like, oh, no, Memphis or North Texas or somebody else getting that spot. We keep, you know, don't forget about us. Anyway, if the Aztecs get in to the playoff, they would be the 12 seed. You know that, right? They'd be the lowest one. So they're going to play the five. So it's very interesting to me who's going to be the five. And I want it to be Georgia because we're coming after you, Adam Klug. Just want that on the record.
That would it's be on the that record. Would be so
Wouldn't
much
that be
fun
amazing to going to Athens, here. Georgia to beat and Kirk Kenny having to drive cross country
because he would drive.
You know he won't fly.
He will drive.
I mean, he'll hit
he
up every Chick-fil-A on the way.
He won't need to hit up everyone because there's a bunch of them in.
He's got
Georgia.
All kinds of Chick-fil-A's to choose from. Kirk, you're good, but he would have to leave the minute the announcement is made. Yeah. So anyway, that's the story. Right now, Memphis is the highest team ranked in the group of five. Memphis is 8-1. They finished with three games. Two of them are tough, though, at home against Tulane and Navy. But they also have to win the conference championship. You cannot go into the playoff if you don't win the conference championship. So Memphis, to me, is still four wins away from claiming that spot.
You have to take care of business completely.
And if they don't, North Texas is in that conference. They're a possibility. But again, they'd have to win the championship. And if not those two, I'm pretty sure the Aztecs are going to be ahead of everybody else, Tony, if they go undefeated the rest of the way. So we are the only ones kind of talking about it, but we're keeping hope alive. There you have it.
No.
By the way, it's so early, you can read the rankings, but Texas and Oklahoma right now are the first two out. So they're the ones
What happened to Arch Manning being the second coming of...
he actually played very well last
Vince Young.
Week. He actually played very well last week. I think he had three touchdowns, Arch, 300 yards
Arch
against Vandy.
Arch is in a tough spot.
So he might he might eventually get some things done. But,
he's in a tough spot. Yeah. The amount of expectation is...
There was no way.
Just through the roof.
No way he could live
with
up to it.
With two uncles that were, you know... possibly
and a grandfather who wasn't bad.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, they put him as the Heisman Trophy favorite before he ever stepped on the field.
Before he ever started like a season.
Yeah.
Speaking of Mannings, I heard a story about Peyton Manning that I thought was hilarious. During his playing career, he used to look up the names of the opposing players' wives and then use them as audibles so that when he would be like, you know, Tina, the guy would be like, what the heck? Did he just say Tina?
That's diabolical.
Isn't that great? And then he would say things like, oh, how's the family doing? And then name things about the family. And
nothing wrong with any little games like that.
I love that.
Little intel has never hurt anybody.
Yeah, I love
that. And here
that.
We thought Peyton Manning was kind of a dork out there. He knew what he was doing.
He's motivating.
He just looked like a dork. He did actually.
Yeah, but ever
play
since
like...
he became, but you're right. And when he became motivating Manning on Saturday Night Live, he stepped into a whole nother stratosphere.
By the way, Tracy called in.
Yay! Good for you, Tracy.
Nice, Tracy.
Yay, you qualify for the Odyssey Suite Prize. Good for you, Tracy. We'll have another biggest fan tomorrow. Again, if you haven't signed up, go to get yourself signed up. Register at 973thefansd.com. /biggest fan. You know, Peyton Manning did not want to do that YMCA ad. He thought it was going to portray him in a bad light.
So glad he did it.
The other thing that I didn't know, I guess I should have figured it out, but that whole thing was like a Nerf football. It wasn't even a real football throwing at the kids. And he said that the parents of the kids were on the sidelines out of the camera, you know, and they were all like, throw it at my kid! They wanted it. That is a classic.
That kind of launched him into the second.
It made him
part
a real person
career.
For the 100%. First time. No question about
it. He went from Omaha to this whole new thing.
Whole new deal for
Peyton Manning, motivating Manning.
Manning is a good one.
All right. Aztecs, Long Beach State. Opener, you might even be on your way to Viejas for the game. If you are, after traffic, you'll get a pretty good look ahead from Mark Ziegler.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Mark Ziegler joins us here, San Diego Union Tribune. And Mark, opening night for the Aztecs against Long Beach State. We've talked a little bit about it. It's a pretty tough schedule as you start moving into some of these non-conference games. How big is it for the Aztecs to get off to a good start here tonight?
Yeah, you know, the way college basketball works now, it's not really about whether you win or lose. It's how much you win by or how much you lose by, because it's all metrics based. And one of the issues they had last year was they were winning games, but they were, you know, beating teams they were supposed to beat by 20, and they're only winning by 6 or 8 points, and that was hurting them in the metrics. So, you know, they open with 3 straight games against teams they should beat at home, but it's a question of how much do you beat them by. And so every game is important in its own way. Obviously, when you play Michigan and Oregon, whoever else they play in the Players Festival, okay, those are big, you know, ranked-type teams, and you just want to win those games. But these games also have their own importance and can influence the metrics just as much as those can.
And frankly, that's really honestly not how sports should be decided, right? Teams shouldn't have to run up scores, but they have to, right?
Yeah, and you know, and part of it last year was they were young, and Miles Byrd talked about this yesterday, and I'm going to write something more about it later this week. They were young last year, and they didn't have sort of that maturity to understand that. And you saw a little bit more in that exhibition against USD. You saw a little bit more of that killer instinct. They had them on the ropes, and Brian Dutcher called the timeout early in the second half because he didn't like kind of the way things were going, even though they're still up by 20. And they just put them away, and they went up by 38. And that's kind of the mentality you have to have as a veteran team. And I think they have that a little bit more this year. Plus the depth helps, because it doesn't matter who you put in. You'll find 5 guys who are playing hard and kind of keep a score where it's at or expand the margin.
Mark, now we've talked a lot about the depth, and you know, this is, you know, at least by all accounts, could be one of the deepest teams we've had in quite some time. But, you know, oftentimes we end up talking about a rotation that's, you know, 10, 11, 12 deep, but as the season rolls along, it starts to shrink. Is this group deep enough to where, you know, Dutch could have this group 10, 11, 12 deep all season long? Or is this something that possibly shrinks as the season goes along?
So you just asked the best question of the year, because that is the whole key to this season, I think. It's they have the talent, they have the depth, they have the pieces, but how do you keep them all happy?
Yeah.
And it's a 40-minute game. It's not the NBA. It's not 48 minutes. It's only 40. You can play guys 30 minutes, and they're going to last fine. But that doesn't leave very many minutes off the bench. And so how do you manage that? How do you manage the egos? How do you manage a guy like B.J. Davis, who started 31 games last year and likely isn't going to start this year because you have Miles Byrd and Reese, you know, Dixon Waters back. And so that's going to be the whole key is what, where does that rotation sort of settle on, and how do the guys who are in it versus the guys who aren't in it react? And how could, are they still happy for their teammates? They still work hard, or are they going to pout? And so we'll see how it goes. I mean, you know, there's a lot of factors. There's injuries. There's how quickly Magoon Gwaith gets back into things. They're the freshmen. How do they react? How do they play? There's, you know, the possibility they could redshirt, you know, a player or two. So, you know, and that sort of eliminates some of the numbers. So I think they'll eventually get down to 9, is my guess. An occasional 10. But when they play games like these where they're supposed to win big, then everybody can play. There's plenty of minutes for everyone.
Mark Ziegler is with us from the San Diego Union Tribune. Aztec basketball kicks off another season tonight against Long Beach State. The Beach, as they're known, no longer the 49ers. Another thing that Scraby had a problem with last week on the long list. Mark, you put it in your article today. 231 days ago, North Carolina 95, San Diego State 68. I was miserable I'm sure everyone watching it and playing in it was miserable. I will say that I watched the whole game because I feel like it's my duty to, but there was a lot of time I just wanted to, you know, forget about it. And Miles Byrd brings up something interesting in your article today, reminding us that the play-in games like that, the first four, those are national games. Everyone watches those. So they have really had this hanging over their heads. So how are they going to, you know, use that moving forward? I know it's a big topic.
Yeah, I mean, sort of like Monday Night Football in the NFL, players talk about how it's just different because everybody's watching. And I think that's kind of the way the first four games, you know, and not only that, there's two games on, but one of them's between 16 seeds. And even though that was it was a really close game, it was the game right before theirs. The only real game that night that everybody was watching was UNC
right.
and San Diego State. And it was an even bigger audience than usual because of all the controversies surrounding whether UNC deserved to be in the field. And, you know, the chair of the selection committee is their AD. Their AD got, you know, a huge bonus for them getting in the tournament. I mean, there were so many issues and questions around it. So a lot of people wanted to watch to see UNC lose. And then San Diego State gets blown out on national TV. And so it's something that sticks with you. And, you know, and I think they turned it into a positive because every time in practice, they start to slack a little bit. A coach will remind them, a teammate will remind them, and they just say UNC. That's all they'll say. And it keeps you a little bit humble. We'll see how it works and how long that fuel lasts and how they use it. But it definitely was a motivating factor throughout the summer. And when you're trying to push through workouts, because it's college basketball now is a grind.
Yeah.
I mean, you're starting, you know, right when the season ends, you're doing individual workouts. You get the month of June to do whatever you want. A lot of players stayed here even for that. And then starting the first week of July, you're practicing all week and you're doing fitness workouts. And then you get into September, it's 5 days a week, you know, 2, 3, 4 hours a day. Of film and practice and weights. It's a grind. There's no games. And so this is the game that we remember.
Mark, since we're talking about Miles, I kind of want to stay at that young man. I mean, he tested the NBA waters a little bit. He ends up coming back. Obviously, this program is known because of how well these guys stick together. But for a guy individually like Miles Byrd, what is he looking to improve as he, you know, I assume is trying to get himself moved up a little bit in what could be a draft year.
Yeah, I mean, he was going to be probably a pick in the 40s, high 30s, low 40s, but probably not get a guaranteed contract. And then, you know, you can maybe get a two-way. But then you're in the G League and there's no guarantee you can get cut and get hurt. And you're just kind of, you know, floating around out there. He wants a guaranteed contract, and so that's what he's trying to move up, whether that's moving up 5 spots, 10 spots in the draft. He just wants to be in a position where he gets a guaranteed deal. To do that, he's going to have to stay healthy. He's going to have to prove that he's more consistent because he showed in flashes last year, that Colorado State game where he went against Nick Clifford and dominated him, and Nick Clifford starting as a rookie in the NBA shows you his potential. He played really well in the draft combine scrimmages. So he's shown that potential, but even by his own admission, you know, he really tailed off the second half of the season. He became the top of the board of opposing scouts without Reese Dixon Waters out there. And particularly when Magoon Gwaith went down, I mean, it was all just, you know, get real physical with Miles Byrd and bump him around and we'll double team him and we'll focus on him and we won't let him beat us. And he didn't respond very well to that by his own admission. So he's got to improve that consistency. But the thing I would say is his handles, which he's worked on a lot, and his shooting. He can't be a 30% three-point shooter. He can't be taking 30-footers willy-nilly, just trying to shoot his way into form. He has to be a little bit, you know, wiser about shot selection, and he's got to bring that number up into 35, 36, 37%. And if he does that, I think he'll be in good shape.
Yeah, I see the same thing, Mark. 30% from three. I mean, in this day and age, I mean, you got to be pushing the 40% mark. I want to ask you about one player that we haven't talked at all about, and we've talked about pretty much all of these kids, all the transfers, the freshman, Elzy Harrington. What about the other freshman, Simmons? Is he Is he a possibility? Do we see some of him this year? And the other one is Majak, the other young man from South Sudan. I watched the UCLA game. I mean, he towers up there at 7'1", and his arms, he ought to be able to block a shot standing still. Are these two guys that we might see something of and could kind of come out of the pack?
Well, it's going to be interesting. I mean, right off the bat, probably yes, especially with Tay Simmons, because without Magoon Bloth out there, particularly tonight, right, still hasn't been cleared, hoping to get cleared Thursday. Jeremiah Oden will start at the four. But who's going to back him up at the four? Well, the number one candidate right now is Tay Simmons. He's going to get those minutes. He got those minutes in the exhibition. And, you know, he missed a lot of preseason practice. He had a hamstring injury. I think something else was bothering him. And so he missed some reps, which is really tough as a freshman. So I didn't have a lot of expectation for him in the scrimmages. And he really showed up.
Yeah.
He plays hard. He gets rebounds. He brings energy, which is what you want in a bench player. And so he does all those things. And I think they kind of thought, well, okay, he's a freshman. He understands his place on a veteran team. He'll be okay if he doesn't play. We won't play him that much. Maybe even redshirt him. And I think he's kind of played his way out of that a little bit. Now, he's going to get two or three games early here without Gwath out there to get some minutes and show what he can do with it. If he continues to progress the way that he has, I think he might be sneaking in the end of that rotation. Now, sophomore is a little bit different. He's only been playing basketball a few years. He's made incredible strides. I mean, I've watched the improvement from his first practice to what he is now, and it's night and day. And I think he'll just keep going. But I don't know how much he's going to play this year because you've got Miles Heidi, you've got Farrell Compton as fives, and I think there'll be situations where Magoon Gwath plays five and they go with a smaller lineup around him. So there's not going to be a lot of minutes, but there will be situations where guys get in foul trouble or the other team has a five-man who doesn't go out on the perimeter and is not a real shooter, and they can just park him under the basket and block shots and grab rebounds. So I think you will see him a little bit, but it just won't be regular minutes.
Season tips off tonight, 7 p.m. down at Viejas Arena. Mark, as always, appreciate you coming on and spending some time with us.
Thanks, Mark.
All right. Will do. I'll talk to you guys.
Tip off, 1 hour, 6 minutes. Is that not... Thank you, Scrape. Is that not the greatest turnaround job in the history of sports? Steve Fisher and Brian Dutcher.
Yes.
I'm sure there's somebody out there who can argue their own turnaround success story, but... Listen. They weren't at Peterson Gym watching Aztec games with 55 fans.
A one-win team turned
and
it
now,
into this?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's proof that with patience, good things can come.
Proof is in the pudding.
Indeed.
All right.
I really don't know.
Scraby, I don't know why you said that, but yes.
Because you said proof.
Yeah. Scraby, I don't know. I want to know what's for dinner, but I want to know what you're having for a snack. Because obviously dinner is not dinner unless it's really dinner.
Right.
What's the girlfriend bringing over?
She's not bringing me anything. I'm eating turkey meatloaf tonight. So
that's what you think. She's over there eating it right now.
Oh, she's... Wait, what?
Scraby Chronicles are next. Stick around. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.